What's up, everyone? I'm Em.
And I'm Nick.
And welcome in to the Ominous Archives. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Happy
I saw
holidays.
You 2 days ago.
Yes.
And yesterday, so.
True.
For all of you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
happy
and
holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa, all that fun stuff, all the holidays. Happy all the holiday seasons.
Yeah.
Hope that you ate some good food, spent some time with your families.
Yeah,
all
got
that
everything
fun
that
stuff.
You wanted.
Yeah.
Couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah. I have a really fun and exciting episode for us this week, guys.
Yeah?
I've been sitting on this one for a while.
Well, I mean,
I had to. Can you guess what I'm doing this week?
I don't have to guess because I know.
He knows, but can you guys guess what I'm doing this week?
Just take a thought real quick.
Seems how it's the holiday season. I have to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get into this. Christmas has long been a celebration of joy, as Santa Claus rewards all of the good girls and boys with presents and holiday cheer.
Woo!
Children who have not been so nice are said to receive a lump of coal in their stockings instead of a gift.
My mom would always put...
So would mine.
...the bubblegum coal.
Yep. Every year.
It was some of the best bubblegum I've had,
though. It really was. I'm not even going to tell a lie. Although one year she really did, like, get me. Like, it was
cold?
Bad. Yeah. Like,
that's good.
She also got me presents, but like I was a brat that year.
Am a brat?
What? No. However, many years ago, children received a visit from the Christmas Devil. A consequence much more frightening than coal. So the legend of the Krampus dates back centuries, originating as a German Christmas tradition during the 12th century. Beginning in early December, the children of Germany would begin to hear whispers of a dark-haired creature bearing bearing horns and fangs, carrying a bundle of birch sticks used to swat naughty children. According to traditional narratives of Alpine folklore, the Krampus would enter the towns, lashing his chains and bells, to capture the bad children in a basket and bring them down to the underworld.
Ooh.
The Krampusnacht, bear with me because this is all German pronunciation. I'm doing my very, like, American pronunciation of big German words. So
well, put an accent on it.
I'm trying here. It would occur the evening before December 6th, which was St. Nicholas's Day, when the nice German children were rewarded with presents in their boots. In the 17th century, Krampus was paired with St. Nicholas as a helper. Because Nicholas is a saint, it wasn't logical or deemed saintly behavior for Nicholas to deliver punishments.
Mm.
Therefore, a helper was assigned to St. Nicholas. Krampus served St. Nicholas in this role. His name derives from the German word Krampen, which means claw. Krampus was thought to have been a part of pagan rituals for the winter solstice. According to legend, he is the son of Hel. Like, not H-E-L-L, H-E-L, heel, hell. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I just felt like I feel like I need to give the clarification.
Yeah.
He is the Norse god of the underworld.
Norse. We know the Norse.
Yes. With the spread of Christianity, Krampus became associated with Christmas, despite efforts by the Catholic Church to ban him. Some folktales suggest Krampus could take naughty children to the underworld. In more extreme versions, Krampus is said to devour children. It's important to note that some traditions portray Krampus as primarily a scare tactic, meant to frighten children into behaving. In some interpretations of lore, Krampus is portrayed as Santa Claus's brother, although not always in a direct familial sense. In some versions, Krampus is Santa's adopted brother, or even an evil twin. Which is what I always thought. Like, for some reason, in my head, whenever I thought of Krampus, I always thought that, like, in the story, him and Santa were brothers. I don't know why.
I don't think So my, like, entry into that was the movie Krampus.
Yeah.
And I don't, so I didn't even know, like, any, all this stuff you're saying is new to me. Yeah. Which is why I'm over here so quiet, because I'm just, like, taking it in.
This is the OG, the lore. Some sources, including Reddit discussions and fictional portrayals, like in the movie Red One, depict Krampus as Santa's brother, which is why I think I just assumed that, because in a lot of forms, that is what he is made to be.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes with added layers, like a curse or a deal with the devil. In the aftermath of the 1932 election in Austria, the Krampus tradition was prohibited by the Dollfuss Regime under the Clerical Fascist Fatherland Front and the Christian Social Party. So, it was so serious that some places were absolutely not, we're banning this.
Well, then, what's the town in the year, is it the year without a Santa Claus?
Oh, my gosh. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, where the Heffenmeister, he banned all the toys.
Yeah, what the heck is that?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah, he banned all the toys. No Christmas.
No Christmas. In the 1950s, the government of Austria distributed pamphlets titled Krampus is an Evil Man for fear that encounters with Krampus might damage children's mental health. Towards the end of the century, a popular resurgence of Krampus celebrations occurred and continues today. The Krampus tradition is being revived in Bavaria as well, along with a local artistic tradition of hand-carved wooden masks. Although Krampus appears in many variations, most share some common physical characteristics. He's hairy, usually brown or black hair, and has one foot that has cloven hooves and horns of a goat.
On a foot?
Yeah.
One foot is a cloven...
And has one foot that has the cloven hooves of and horns of a goat.
So his one foot has horns of a goat and
hooves. No. He has horns of a goat. Oh. The horns aren't on his foot.
Oh. And when you said that, I was like...
Separate sentence.
Okay. I was sitting there, I was like, wait, what the hell?
Put a period in there.
Sorry.
He has one foot that has the hoven hooves. Period. Also has horns of a goat.
Okay. All right. Now I can see this thing.
His long, pointed tongue drops out and he has fangs. Krampus usually is known to be carrying chains, thought to symbolize the binding of the devil by the Christian church. He thrashes the chains for dramatic effect. The chains are sometimes accompanied with bells of various sizes. He will also carry a bundle of birch branches, with which he occasionally swats children with.
To me, it's kind of comical.
Yeah, well, the birch branches are replaced with a whip in some representations, so oh. I like to keep it as... I would hope that he has it in his heart to not use a whip. That's insane.
Yeah.
So on Christmas Eve, Krampus travels with a sack or a basket strapped to his back. This is to cart off evil children for drowning, eating, or transport to hell.
Hmm. You think it's got like that charm that Hermione put on her bag in Deathly Hallows, where they can just keep dropping stuff in it, and it's like a forever
bag. It just doesn't stop. Some of the older versions make mention of naughty children being put in the bag and taken away. This quality can be found in other companions of St. Nicholas, such as Zwartgiet. The Feast of St. Nicholas is celebrated in parts of Europe on December 6th. On the night before, on December 5th, Krampus Night, or Krampusnacht, the wicked hairy devil appears on the streets.
Yeah.
Sometimes accompanying St. Nicholas, and sometimes on his own. He visits homes and businesses. The saint usually appears in the Eastern Rite vestments of a bishop, and he carries a golden ceremonial staff. Unlike North American versions of Santa Claus, in these celebrations, St. Nicholas concerns himself only with the good children, while Krampus is responsible for the bad. Nicholas dispenses his gifts, while Krampus supplies coral and the root.
Krampus gives an ass whooping.
Yeah, he just does the dirty work, you know? St. Nick has got a, he's got the good things to attend to. There were already established pagan traditions in the Alpine regions that became intertwined with Catholicism. People would masquerade as a devilish figure known as Perchin, a two-legged humanoid goat with a giraffe-like neck wearing animal furs.
What is with us and being goats?
Seriously.
There's the goat man, like the Pope-like monster goat man. There's the goat man in Maryland. What is like us and goats?
People wore costumes and marched in processions known as Perchleften, sure, which are regarded as an earlier form of the Krampus runs. Perchleften were looked at with suspicion by the Catholic Church and banned by some civil authorities. Due to intense population and rugged environments within the Alpine region, the ban was not effective or easily enforced, rendering the ban useless.
Pretty much.
Eventually, the Perchleften, inspired by the Nicholas plays, introduced St. Nicholas and his set of good morals. The Perch transformed into what is now known as the Krampus and was made to be subjected to St. Nicholas's will. These runs may include Perchton, similarly wild pagan spirits of Germanic folklore, and sometimes female in representation, although they are properly associated with the period between winter solstice and the 6th of January. Every year, there are arguments during Krampus runs. Occasionally, spectators take revenge for whippings and attack Krampuses. In 2013, after several Krampus runs in East Tyrol, a total of 8 injured people, mostly with broken bones, were admitted to the district hospital and over 60 other patients were treated on an outpatient basis. These things get crazy.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. It's customary to offer a Krampus schnapps, which, if you're unaware, is a strong distilled fruit brandy, which is so funny to me that that's their drink of choice.
Yeah, peach schnapps.
Right? In some stories, a piece of fruit, like an apple or orange, given by a child can be a weakness for Krampus. He will sit down to eat the gift, sharing it, and engaging in polite conversation before leaving. While this is one specific example, it's important to note that Krampus's weaknesses can vary depending on the specific folklore or fictional context. In monster legends, for example, Krampus is weak to light monsters. If you feel like you're in Krampus's crosshairs, you're in luck if Yule hasn't started yet, because you have a window of time to correct our actions and get the heat off your back. You can try doing some of these. Stay off the naughty list. Be kind, respectful, and helpful. Acts of goodwill might keep you in St. Nicholas's good graces, shielding you from Krampus's attention. Spread joy. Embrace the holiday spirit by sharing cheer and positivity. Krampus is less likely to target someone full of holiday goodwill. Avoid conflict, family arguments, gossip, not today. Keep the peace, as negative energy can attract him and will. You know, basic good deeds and stuff like that. Obviously, you should do these things year-round if you can, but definitely this is the time of the year that if you don't want to deal with him, you should do that. If time has run out for you and Yule is about to start, don't worry. If he hasn't come for you yet, I have some defensives you can try.
Garlic.
Vampires. Not quite. You can decorate strategically. Folklore suggests hanging a wreath of holiday or leaving out cloves and oranges can help repel Krampus, as these symbols of goodwill and prosperity are unappealing to him. Keep the lights on. Festive lights and candles can ward off dark spirits, including Krampus. A well-lit house shows that you're embracing the holiday season. You could also create a St. Nicholas shrine. Some traditions say invoking St. Nicholas's protection, perhaps with an ornament or a small icon, may help you. Banish him with bells. Hang sleigh bells on doors or windows. The jingling is said to scare away evil spirits, including our hooved holiday friend.
I wonder if that's why people do that. Like, I feel like we did it. Like, we've done it when we had the apartment, and even now, we have, like, a sleigh bell thing we just hang on our doors.
Yeah, hang on the door.
I feel like people do that, and they don't even, like, they realize that, like, it probably, like, descended all the way from there.
Yeah, that's why we do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy. If Krampus decided to brave your preventative measures and come for you anyway, you've only got one option left. Escape or outsmart him. Use festive noise to confuse him. If you hear those ominous clanking chains, grab anything loud and festive, a jingle bell, or even an aggressively shaken gift box could do the trick. The sheer chaos of holiday sounds might just disorient him. Definitely avoid dark alleys and lonely roads. Krampus thrives in eerie, isolated spots. If you're out late, stick to busy streets with holiday lights and carolers. Europeans have been exchanging greeting cards featuring Krampus since the 19th century. Sometimes introduced with greetings from Krampus, the cards usually have humorous rhymes and poems. He's often featured looming menacingly over children. He is also shown as having one human foot and one cloven hoof, as I said.
Oh, so we have a human foot too.
Yeah.
I was like, where are we going with this whole one foot thing? So I was picturing
because one of them's human and one of them's like a hooved foot. That was my whole point. I really threw him off there.
Yeah, it really threw me off. I was so confused.
In a lot of depictions of him, he is pictured pursuing women. Over time, the representation of Krampus in the cards has changed. Older versions have a more frightening Krampus, while modern versions have a cuter, more Cupid-like creature type thing. Krampus has also adorned postcards and candy containers. In Styria, the root is presented by Krampus to families. The twigs are painted gold and displayed year-round in the house, a reminder to any child who has temporarily forgotten Krampus. In smaller, more isolated villages, the figure has other beastly companions, such as the antlered wild man figures, and St. Nicholas is nowhere to be seen. A toned-down version of Krampus is part of the popular Christmas markets in Austrian urban centuries like Salzburg. In these more tourist-friendly interpretations, Krampus is more humorous than fearsome. And then just kind of like wrap us up here. I've got, you know, some media because God knows he is in so much media.
Oh, yeah.
The list of media that Krampus is portrayed in is astronomically large, but just to list a few. Krampus, which came out in 2013, The Christmas Devil.
I think that's one I saw.
Yeah, 2013 one.
Yeah.
Krampus, which was a horror comedy released in 2015 from Universal Pictures, where Krampus is portrayed by Luke Hawker and voiced by Gideon Emery. Krampus, The Devil Returns. Krampus, The Christmas Devil, which is the one that I think that's the one that I watched. That came out in 2016. And then Mother Krampus 1 and 2 and 3. That one. Mm. That one did well. And those came out in 2016, 2017, and 18.
Hmm.
But yeah, I figured it's the holiday season. Neither one of us has discussed our Christmassy friend here. I feel like somebody had to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it was one that I know we talked of when we first started, and we were like, we have to save it. And then we realized, like, Christmas was literally a day before our episode came out.
Yeah.
So we had to, you have to cover it the day after Christmas.
Yes, for sure.
So we hope everybody has enjoyed their holidays and enjoyed the little dive into Krampus here. We have big plans for next year, which is a whole whopping week away. Getting back into more cryptids. I know we've kind of ventured this season away from the cryptids, and that's kind of what we were basing ourselves off of. So we're going to be getting back in all the local cryptids and global cryptids. As always, we have to thank Sam. She does such good work for us, and go check her blog out, Scare Me Sam. Check her podcast out at Scare Me Sam. I think it's time to go and enjoy our gifts, as the dogs and the baby have been enjoying theirs. So thanks for joining us this week on our Christmassy Krampus dive.
Yes.
And until next time, stay weird and stay haunted. See ya.
See ya.